Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And we would just like to first off acknowledge that we are so, so sorry about last week's episode and the end cutting off. My bad.
We said all I have to say about that is whatever you miss will just remain a mystery till the end of time.
Yeah, unfortunately, folks, the audio files are gone. I thought it would be really great for me to empty my recycling bin and clear out my desktop after I uploaded the episode. So sorry, friends. Very sorry about that. But this week we have a fantastic episode, but we are super excited to talk about it. But before we start, we are Florida Grown Femmes, and some things have happened in Florida. Maybe you've heard about it. The Surfside condo collapse. We just wanted to send our honest and genuine thoughts and prayers down there to the Surfside community.
Yes.
And to everyone that is missing a friend or family member down there. We are thinking of you, and we are praying for you, and we are praying that God just be with the rescue workers and everybody down there for a safe and quick recovery. It is still a rescue effort right now, and we are praying for miracles for our Florida friends down there. So yeah, from the Florida
thinking of you, my enemy.
Yeah. Yes, we are thinking of the Surfside community.
Yeah.
Okay. And into this week's topic. So,
oh boy.
Oh boy. So this week, Sage and I are fired up. Some crazy things have happened in the news, and we felt the need to talk about it.
Let me just preface this by saying Janet and I have been wanting to talk about the Britney sitch.
Mm-hmm.
For a while now.
Mm-hmm. Free Britney.
And then what happened?
What had happened? All of this drama happened.
Freaking Bill Cosby came out of nowhere.
A week after Britney's testimony, too. So, like, it just, like, it. This fucking happened for a reason. God was like, you know, the femmes have shit to say about this. And you know what we do? We do.
Friends, we cannot leave all the talking to the memes. Yes. We must come forth.
But they
and
are
say.
Solid as
we well. Must come forth and say it.
Yes, we must do the talking for the memes as well. But as they have been on fire, though. The Mel Gibson and the Jesus one with the blood one. That one was
no crazy. Terrifyingly accurate.
Oh God, so real. Okay, so for those of you who have no idea what the hell we're talking about, one trigger warning for anybody that is listening, we are going to be talking about probably sexual assault might be coming up with this. So just some trigger warning there about some issues that are coming up along with human rights and disability rights as well. So there is Britney Spears and there is Bill Cosby. And somehow in this crazy world of ours, they have a lot in common right now, or they have some headlines that are making people stirred up right now. So Bill Cosby, for those of you who it still hurts to say, I know, I feel this.
I know, it's hard.
Heartbreaking to find out that Bill Cosby was a sexual predator. Like, I know when it came out, I think they the last verdict or whatever was 2016 or 17 or whatever they said, but like it, like I remember at that, no, 18, because there was like Me Too or whatever, like was his, the first conviction of Me Too was Bill Cosby. But I remember it not almost feeling real at the time that America's dad, that this guy that we grew up watching as this good natured, kind human being, actually, you know, a monster, unfortunately. And that hurts to say, like, I'm like, it coming out of my mouth. I'm like, please don't smite me, God. But honestly, like, that's the truth. So what happened this week was, so he got sentenced to 10 years for, I'm like, I don't know the specifics and stuff of like what he actually got charged with. They got charged with like 10 years in jail and stuff. He never admitted to any wrongdoing. He refused to go to any sexual predator rehab during this 3-year stint and was denied parole there because of that. But what happened was, so he did what got him, what the whole reason, and now the whole reason it's being undone was that, so there are two parts to this. One of the women that he attacked, she filed a civil suit and a criminal suit. And so in the civil suit, when she sued him, she lost in her criminal case, but in her civil suit, she got money because Cosby admitted that while he thought it was consensual, he would put Quaaludes in women's drink that he wanted to get with and then have sex with them.
How could you possibly think that's consensual?
Mm-hmm, because these women obviously wanted to get with him. So they knew what they were getting into.
If they wanted to get with you, you wouldn't have to drug them.
Right the fuck? And oh so, my God.
Help me, Jesus.
So that happened back in the day. And so that like civil suit done. And then another person came forward and they used that old testimony to convict him. What got mm-hmm. over that the reason he is out is because his attorneys argued and won that that testimony that he gave in the civil suit had no bearing on the criminal case that he got charged for, and that that testimony should never have been used. And because of that, that's been overturned and overthrown. And so it can't be used. And so it's not like he got out because it was like, oh, it turns out exoneration, DNA proved everything and it was the wrong person. No, he got out on a fucking technicality.
Yeah.
He did this. He said it with his own words.
Yeah. He committed a crime. I mean, like, there's no other way around it.
Right. And the other thing too, is that what they cited too, is that like what was unusual at the time, but now it's something that happens often, is while these women weren't on stand, like 10 other victims were able to give like their mm-hmm. testimony in this case to show that like predatory behavior, and that got thrown out basically as well because of that. And so like that got used because of the old civil suit. And so it was just a whole domino effect.
Yeah.
And so it sucks. Like it's like, what the hell? And so now we're at Britney Spears and like, we're like, oh God, now. So this is the Bill Cosby issue of just a man has openly admitted to raping. Cause let's get real here. Let's be real about this. There's no like, this is rape.
Yeah.
He raped women. Didn't think he did anything wrong. Still to this day does not think that he has done anything wrong.
That's really the shocking part for me.
That's it's like this.
That's the kicker.
America's dad raped multiple women and doesn't think he did anything wrong with it. But he's out free walking and enjoying. Like, you know, people are like, you know, Cosby's old, he's blind, he's gonna die. I'm like, you still, sir. I'm like, we're in America. Okay. This is where we're at. It doesn't matter like mm-hmm. when happened, how old you are, you do a crime, you pay the time, you know, like that's the same phrase that we say forever. Doesn't matter that he was like this great person. That's the thing about monsters, people, like they're not ugly and up front. That's what makes them mm-hmm. terrifying. It's that you don't see it coming.
Well, and I mean,
and maybe he's out of the game now, but like, you know,
the shittiest part about this is how it affects survivors and their willingness to speak out, their willingness to testify. Because when you did that, when you put yourself out there, you know, most likely re-traumatized, most likely absolutely all that,
re-traumatized,
and then he doesn't even do anywhere near his, he doesn't even, you know, do anywhere near his sentence, and then he walks free. It's like, and what a slap in the face, you know, what a serious slap in the face.
A slap in the face. And the other thing is, you can't be charged again for these crimes because it's double jeopardy.
I know.
That's the other part that's got, and like, that's the other sickening part of that. And that's why it's so heartbreaking too, is he can't be charged for any of these crimes again, because one, the statute of limitations, and two, double jeopardy. So it's, you know, it's heartbreaking for victims. You know, we've talked about like on my own story of why it's so hard to come forward, especially mm-hmm. when your accuser is the, you know, known to the world as the nicest person ever.
Right.
Like you're
a funny sweater man. Yeah.
Right. Can't say the darndest thing, man. Like,
oh, I know. It hurts.
Yeah. And so one thing, you know, I think that we should touch on is that Bill Cosby had the money to do this. He is worth $400 million is his current net worth, is what I've learned from. I'm like, that's the thing. I'm like, Cosby did a lot. So he has the money to have this, you know, defense and all of this. And so he made it happen. He worked the system and he got out on a technicality. And now, so on the flip side, we have a man has gotten out free. And on the flip side, we have a woman who is literally like being held against her own will.
Like, ironically, and just to point out the money thing, all the money in the world can't get her out of her situation.
Literally, like, Britney is wild. Just as much worth. I mean, like, maybe it's, you know, we can counter and stuff. She has so many millions and millions and millions.
Give us the Britney recap, Janet.
Okay, so here's the Britney recap. So for those of you, us millennials, this is ingrained in our brain. So for all of us that know, like, back in the day, Britney was, this conservatorship happened. And that's the thing too. You should watch the New York Times documentary on Hulu about this and stuff, because it breaks it down so critically and stuff. And the timeline makes so much sense. You know, at that time and stuff, mental health was not a conversation. You know, 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, like, those were the years of Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, and we were loving breaking them down. Like, I was reading Paris Hilton at that time. Like, I was reading about all the meltdowns and talking vicious shit. And so Britney, what it now looks like, now we can look back in modern times in 2021, is like, basically Britney has some postpartum depression, her second kid. And
I mean, and if the media was attacking you like that and never giving you a breath, I would go insane. I would go insane.
She snapped as, like, someone would, as a normal woman would in that situation.
Right. With no room to breathe.
Postpartum depression. Her kids had literally just been ripped away from her. Like, at that time, like, she had just, like, 3 months after giving birth to her second kid, you know, Kevin now had full custody of the kids. And because she had now been deemed with the paparazzi attack, you know, unstable. And so she now gets placed under this conservatorship. And her dad somehow gets, even though he's never really been a main fixture in Britney's life, is now in charge of her full conservatorship. So that's broken down. Britney is very interesting. And I don't know how other conservatorships work, but y'all know Britney. So Britney's got a career. She's got money. She's got her own body. And so all of those are managed separately. And so Jamie was her dad was controlling all of them. And for the last few years, you know, if you guys think about it, really wasn't until these last few years, like, we heard, like, much from Britney. Britney basically had her comeback after she had her breakdown. You know, she did the X Factor. She went to Las Vegas. She had her residency.
She had the show,
killing it again, making hundreds of millions of dollars again. And then she, you know, someone that looks like she knows what she's doing. You know, she's allowed to be on public television live. and apparently could hold her own. And so this conservatorship happens. And basically, just to kind of fast forward to give, like, why we're talking about it now is, the, you know, New York Times recently did a whole expose, and it basically was like, well, you know, this is sketchy what Jamie is doing. Like, is Britney really that incompetent? Like, how can a woman who can be in charge of a tour, can be in charge of a Las Vegas residency and understand that she's under a conservatorship, not be competent enough to be, like, needing this conservatorship? So Britney came out last week, and for the first time ever, really, she was honest. Like, she came out and said how she was feeling for how this conservatorship was going. And basically the highlights, I think the most shocking things that I'm just, like, made me sick to my stomach were, one, she has been dating this guy for a while now, Sam Asghari, I think. She's not allowed to marry him. She has an IUD that she is not allowed to take out, and she wants to have kids with him, but she is not allowed to do those things. She accused her former psychologist of abusing her emotionally and mentally. She accuses her father and that old psychiatrist of being forced to be on lithium against her will. She just calls out that everything that she has done is being against her will. She wants to be able, all she wants to do is be able to vacation and have access to her money and all these things and have her dad off as her conservator. And it's just heartbreaking. I mean, for me, it was the fact that, like, she wants to have kids and she can't, she literally has an IUD in her that she can't get out right now. Like, that is,
which, by the way, I mean, I get that she wants to have kids, but, like, an IUD or even any kind of birth control affects you way more than just your wish or desire to or not to have kids. You know, you're talking about hormones, you're talking about, you know, it's Yeah. Right. Chemicals being put in your body. And if whether or not you want to have kids, like you should have the right to take it out.
And that's the thing. We also have never learned what Brittany's true diagnosis is. We still don't know what, you know, apparently was a big enough breakdown. And still to this day, that she can be Baker acted against her will and put into rehabs for some condition that we don't know about. You know, like that's the thing that I think that's one part of it. But either way, you know, it's a mental health issue. It's a disability issue. And I think people kind of have a hard time understanding that, like, how is this a disability issue? When you think about this, Brittany has to be considered disabled to be under this conservatorship, people. Like that's part of it. It's like,
right. Like physically incapable of making decisions for herself.
Right. And like, to me, I think what's mind blowing now is like, yeah, okay. At the time I remember thinking she was crazy.
Of course.
But like,
why would you think something else with the way it was, right. The way it was presented to us? Like, why would you think of anything like else?
We question women. We talked about Brittany and women like they were objects, and we sexualized them and made them like these, like, how could you only be this? Like you had to be one certain way. And when you started acting differently, or, you know, we'd love to tear them down at that point. And so basically this conservatorship, you know, she's been in it for, is it 12 or 14 years? Like either way, fucking long.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. A long ass time. And so she got denied, like this week she asked for her dad to be taken off as conservator. The next day it was denied. So I don't know what the next part of like the Free Britney movement is, but it's just like, you have fucking Bill Cosby who raped dozens of women, who is fucking free. And Brittany had postpartum depression and she's locked up against her will.
Well, and it's really interesting because one of the differences here that I was thinking about is like, technically they're both, I guess you could call like a human rights. My rights is the issue at stake here. Yes. You know, and for Bill Cosby, it's legal, even though he did commit the crime. Like he did what he's doing time for, you know what I mean? And his rights is like, whatever. It was a legal technicality right issue. And with Brittany, we're talking about like body autonomy rights.
Yeah.
Her physical, personal body, what she's allowed to do.
I just talked about like getting on birth control, like as a choice, like having to make that decision for my own body, knowing that like, again, like it's so fucking annoying. This is on the woman. God damn it. Like more vasectomy is like, I'm over this shit. Like I'm risking my fertility going on the shot. Like I can only be on this for like a couple years, or I have to like risk infertilization and stuff. But like,
oh my God,
you know, that's the whole thing. Like the control over a woman's body is already insane. It was already a hard enough decision making this decision on my own. And like the fact that like, she didn't even get that decision, you know, like want this. And like, something that we should talk about with our audience and like, cause let's be real. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I have said to other people, you know, like looking at other women, like hope they don't breed, you know, I hope they don't have children. Oh God. Yeah. You know, like let's be real. You know, we probably have said that to each other. We have probably looked at other women being like, I know I have. I've looked at other women being like, how do they have so many kids and they're not that great? When I have friends who are desperately trying to have kids, you know, we've had that conversation. And I think what for me made me real, I'm like, I'll never say that kind of stuff again. But also I'm like, so what am I saying? How stable enough do you need to be to be able to have a kid? Right. You know, I look at Brittany, I'm like, what does she need to prove? Mm-hmm. To at this point that she's stable enough, she can bring in money, she can lead a team, she can dress herself, she can physically, like, I mean, yeah, her outfits are crazy, but whatever, to each her own. You know, she's from the South back in the day, guys. You know, we can't forget where she came from, like, you know,
Louisiana. I mean, and it's a good question you're bringing up, Janet, because for me it also comes down to like what we talked about, like the financial part of this, where it's like some women like wouldn't even be able to financially fight for that.
Yes. Because the thing that
you, regardless of their mental state or stability or anything like that, but their decision to have a IUD in or not should, you know, should really still like, I mean, this sounds obvious, but
she's 39.
It should really be between a woman and her doctor.
Yes.
You know, and you know what, your
job to choose her doctor. She doesn't like her doctors. That's the thing. Like, she's not even allowed to say, like, can I have another? Yeah. I mean, she can say, I want another doctor, but that doesn't happen.
And like, I think it's really easy to look at Brittany and go, oh, like, she's so wealthy though. Like, what does she have to complain about? Maybe some people think that. Like, maybe some people think
she's in a mansion, she's fine. She does, you know, she does get to go on vacation every once in a while. Like, cause you know, she's complaining that she only has $2,000 a week for allowance. But I'm like, if I made $500 million, my allowance better be bigger than $2,000. You kidding me? But you mean,
but the thing is like, if this can happen to a woman who is so filthy wealthy.
Yeah, powerful. That was the thing.
Powerful, wealthy, strong. She's a household name.
Influencer.
She's a household name. If it can happen to her, like, how many women is a situation like this? I'm not saying necessarily conservatorship, you know, but I mean, like, not having, you know, control over their bodily autonomy, or, you know, not having the finances to fight for themselves legally or anything like that. Like, how many women, like, could end up in a situation like this and then spend the rest of their lives there, when Brittany, who has access to, you know, wealth and I get the conservatorship makes it complicated. You know what I mean? But like it's terrifying. Actually, it's actually terrifying.
No, as someone who I have PTSD, like, we know this, I've been diagnosed with PTSD. I've gone to therapy for this. What it, you know, we've talked about The Handmaid's Tale, it being real. And like, I don't know if we've talked about it on the show and stuff, but like in Manatee County, the 6-week abortion law that actually might be coming in. Like, I posted about that and I had people who I didn't even know watch Handmaid's Tale. They're like, we're in a modern day Gilead. And I'm like, yes, this is starting to feel like Gilead, because we are now deciding who is good enough to have a child. Like, you're not a good enough, like, that's the thing that starts getting scary and stuff, is like, am I going to get deemed not worthy of having a child because I have PTSD? If I have a, you know, a freak out that someone thinks is a freak out, like, is my kid going to get taken away from me? Like, where is the line?
And in the same respect, if you feel like, I'm not ready to be a mom, I am not capable of being a mom because of X, Y, or Z, and then you don't have access to proper healthcare, whatever that looks like, and then you are forced into parenthood, what does that mean for the children as well? It's kind of like, there's only extremes here, and they don't look good. You know what I mean? Like
you, I think people, like, you know, people think that the Brittany thing is blown up, but you're not looking at the heart of it. You're not looking, like, it, you know, this isn't like a celebrity thing, you know, it is Brittany. It is a celebrity thing, but what is stirring people, what's stirring, you know, Sage and I, is the women's rights issue, the human rights issue, the civil rights issue, the disability issue, like,
the mental health community issues here.
It is scary. You know, I saw a sign where I was like, someone was, you know, the Free Brittany activists were outside the courthouse and stuff. And the question was like, what did she do wrong?
Right.
Like, honestly, at the end of the day, because I mean, like, let's break it down. Like, yes, she hit a paparazzi's car with an umbrella, but nowadays paparazzi can't do what they do to Brittany, what they did to Brittany. They actually really do that anymore. So, like,
and she did once, like,
have a defense. Today, she would have, like, a defense against the pot. Like, they would be defending Brittany for what she did. Like, they would be saying that she had to defend herself. And actually, as a fucking woman, why wasn't that brought up? She had two big-ass dudes taking pictures of her in her face, telling her what to do, and she told them to back the fuck off, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, she had the right to defend herself. Is there, that's, you know, that's another, that we can also spend that. Because now, in today's terms, like, there's a different lens. So now
she got more in trouble for an umbrella than some people do.
Right. For right. You know, just now, like, how we're all looking back now at, you know, cannabis, weed is legal in basically the entire United States. And like, but we have people who are locked up for dime bags, you know, like we're now looking at things with a different lens. It's the same thing right now with Britney. Like what she did, what we looked at 10 years ago is crazy as right now. I'm like, I would be in the same place. Like I'd do the same thing.
Well, like, and there was also the incidents where the paparazzi was like overtaking her and she like grabbed her kid in the car instead of buckling him in the back. She grabbed him in the car and like drove off because she was afraid of her for her child and for her.
Yeah, just on the block and stuff too. And she got.
And I'm just like, as a mom, I get that. I get that. Yeah. I would do anything, anything to protect my kid, even if somebody thinks that I.
Right.
That means I went crazy. Like, no. Moms have a mama bear instinct.
Yeah.
Brittany and it does make us a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, in that non, you know, non, yeah, you know what I mean?
I think like something that's, you know, scary is that we're told in America that we have our right to defend ourselves. We have the freedom of speech. And that literally has been taken away from Britney in that sense. Like she said, this wasn't good. This for years, she is like, please, like, let's reevaluate and stuff. Like no one advocated for her. It was only herself and it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Like she got overpowered by all these men.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. Also the thing too, like it was in one of the New York Times thing was like the previous judge on her conservatorship when she through her lawyer was like, I think Jamie needs to be off of my money because he has a drinking problem. The judge actually said in court, it was in a deposition, the New York Times had it, was like, the judge was like, who is she to be judging somebody else? Like,
well, yeah, I'm going to judge the person who's controlling all my money.
Oh my God. I'm going to be judging a drunk in control. That's in control of
you. In my body. Oh my
like, God. The fuck. Yeah. So like, there's just so much. There's so much to this and stuff, you know? And
there is so much to this. And what I really see.
Now. They're all blaming each other now. Like Jamie's now blaming another conservator. That conservator's blaming Jamie. Like that's the whole thing is that at the end of the day, like, there's all of this fight for control around Britney. You talked about the financing that I think is really important to bring up is that like,
yes,
you, Britney is under this conservatorship. If you want to fight this, you have to pay for your own lawyers, but also the other people's lawyers, because they are like defending the right to have the conservatorship that you are paying for because you are too unstable for. Like that is like crazy.
And so here Britney is. She has the money to do that and she's still stuck in it.
Yeah, she's still stuck in it. She's complaining about it too because this law firm that represents her dad, they upped their accounts. Like he owes $846,000 this the latest legal bill and like 40,000 of it is the firm saying that they're having to do PR to defend what they're doing. Like how is that her fucking like really? Why is she got to pay for like
that? How could anybody else even attempt to get out of a situation like that?
Right.
How could anybody else?
Right. Right. You know,
there's just no chance for anybody else. If Britney, who's wealthy and has the social media behind her because she has a name, she's an influencer, if she's stuck in a conservatorship where she can't take her IUD out, like what the hell?
Yeah, if Britney can't get out, like that's my thing. If Britney can't get out, like what the hell does she need to do at this point? Like, really? Like honestly, like,
and it does really just point back to this idea that women have to have it all together all the time.
Yes, they have to act a certain way.
And if you don't,
that I love that she said in court was that she was like, "Ma'am, I'm not good at what I do. I'm great at what I do," and some people don't like that. And I'm like, motherfucking queen. Like, yes, you know what? Like,
she's good at her job.
No, she is. She's great at her job. And I think people look at her now and they look at her videos and they're like, oh my gosh, maybe she is crazy. She's just dancing around in these weird outfits. But I'm like, at the end of the day, Britney is an entertainer who's literally one of the things that she is known for, that you pay her hundreds of dollars to go see her in Las Vegas for is her goddamn choreography that you are making right now on her Instagram. So when she comes back in 2 years and puts on a badass tour, you're gonna be making fun of all those videos now. Like that's my thing is like, we need to not be judging so much at what Britney is doing, but looking at what she is doing well. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this girl is posting funny things. She's confident. Yeah. Okay, maybe it's weird, but you get it. You know, there's someone there. It's not someone that is,
right.
And you know, quote unquote incompetent.
And here we are, you know, we're comparing Britney and Bill Cosby, which for a 90s kid feels tough, feels really hard. Okay. It's a gut wrenching. Yeah. It's a gut wrenching experience for a 90s kid.
Honestly though, like the Me Too movement was gut wrenching of learning all these fucking right. novels that you had were like the worst ever.
Yeah. And then all the poor, you know, female pop singers and female actresses, how they just so like sorry. Were demolished because of it. Yeah. But the other thing I want to talk about, you know, that really, really gets me is about how this is really a mental health versus like someone who committed a crime. And on Bill Cosby's side, you know, with committing a crime, you know, as a male, it just feels so like typical.
Yep.
Typical. He's going to get off on a legal technicality. You know, he's not
he said it was consensual, time. You know, like that. It's a he said, she said at the end of the day again. Like it always comes down to that. You brought it up. Like he did the crime.
He did. And I think about the other guys who were famous at the same time as Britney was coming up, like Justin Timberlake, and who was clearly not treated the same way as her. And his career took a very different turn, also very successful.
He's had to apologize for it now too. That's the whole thing. He's had to come out and apologize for it. He's like, yeah.
Can I just make a statement about that too? If you apologize after you've already been caught on tape and like called out by everybody on media, I like my apologies a little bit sooner. I'm just gonna like, sorry, like, Justin. No.
It was like the fact that he threw in Janet as well. Like he was like, let me get Janet Jackson here as well. Just gonna clean this up.
Gosh.
All the women I fucked over. My bad. And like that's the thing too, is I also didn't realize at the time too, like how much, like again, New York Times guys Hulu that shit. Where I'm like, wow, Timberlake was a little bitch. Like he was the reason, like, you know, he's part of the reason that Britney's reputation was ruined. And that's the thing that's also scary, is that Bill Cosby can be accused of and actually be a rapist.
Yeah.
And people are still defending him, cheering for him as he gets out of the courthouse and stuff. But Britney, like,
yeah, it's really easy. Britney. It's really easier to drag women through the mud. It really is. It's
easy to drag. Like a guy can ruin a woman's reputation instantaneously. Like instantaneously. A woman's reputation can be, she wanted it. Instantaneously ruined by one other person. Doesn't even matter the character of a woman's like background. Like it doesn't matter. Like that's the thing that's mind blowing to me. You know, like we always look at the saints of the boys and stuff, but like good girls are suddenly even like the minute crazy things are over examined. I'm like, over it.
I know. And I honestly, Janet, the point I'm still stuck on is how Bill Cosby can hire lawyers, because he has so much money, to get him out of an actual crime.
Yeah.
On a legal technicality. But a woman who's generally just as wealthy. Yeah. Can't even attain her own bodily autonomy.
Hasn't committed a crime. Has not committed a
crime. Yes, right. Has not. I'm just like, is anybody else seeing this? Like, is this real? Like, first of all, like, how are these stories even like sort like blowing up again at the same time? How is this real? Yeah. How could I not be a feminist? Like, I just like, look, I'm sorry. Just like, look at it in front of you.
It's
Britney can't even get her own IUD out, and every woman who came out against Cosby is now got punched in the face.
Like it, honestly, it's like slapping. Like it's, and for them, it's what they said. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter that he raped multiple women. He's getting out on technicality because that thing that he said wasn't supposed to be heard by anybody else. Like he only said that for like a 10 million, like, you know, like that is, it's not because he lied. You know, he's not even denying that he like wasn't telling the truth then, you know, he's totally saying, yeah, I said that.
Oh my God.
Yep. True. Thought it was consensual.
Yeah. Okay. So what can we do, Janet?
Well, I think
believe women on all accounts on this one, Cosby situation, Britney situation, like besides believing women,
believe women. I also think, you know, we talk a lot about being there for women empowerment, but that's even in the small things too. That's even like we have got to stop judging other women's choices. I'm not saying like as friends that you can't have real conversations with your friend one-on-one, because that's what a friend does, and be like, hey, I love you. Are you okay? Those are some interesting choices that you're making. As other women, like, we have got to stop judging our friends, people on social media, people that we don't know, and just respect what they are doing well. It's so easy to condemn like women who are showing off their ass or whatever, being sexy on the internet, and call them a slut or wonder what they're doing or thinking they need to like find Jesus and be more humble. But how about the fact that we just flip the script and be like, God damn, that's some confidence. You know, women are constantly told to cut. Like, that's the thing. It's like, instead of finding what's wrong, let's find and encourage our women to feel empowered, to be strong and confident, and to feel empowered in their own body.
And as I said on Mother's Day, you know, the mom whose kid is just running around in a diaper or, you know, got a messy face, it's so easy to judge women in all different kind of life scenarios and situations. And it's like, man, you have no idea what she's going through. Yeah. You don't know if she's got postpartum. And so I think it's just a lot safer to encourage one another, check in on one another, than just point the finger, judge, because we have to have, apparently we live in a world, we have to have each other's backs as women, and we need to encourage one another, and we need to support one another, because if Brittany, with all her millions, you know, can't get herself out of this, like, and she's had the support of like podcasters, like, I mean, it's just been insane. We as regular, everyday, not millionaire women need to be supporting one another, not judging, you know, encouraging, helping one another. Cause it's,
women literally had to come out in force in hundreds and battle. Like when you look at the Britney thing, it's like, she literally has an army for her.
Yeah.
That's still not enough.
And millions. So the least we can do is just not judge each other.
The least we can do is just rally around each other. And that's the thing is like, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, like, don't think about it. Don't follow. Don't look at it. Don't think about it, you know, like past it and stuff. Like, so as women, let's stop judging other women. Let's encourage each other. Let's, you know, have that, encourage each other to use our voice and to be confident in like how we're feeling. You know, I think that's the other thing too, is like, we've got to say how we're feeling. Even if we don't think people are going to believe us,
definitely
like, you've got to tell the truth. So
definitely
your truth, speak your truth.
And with the Cosby situation, many women did. And that feels like
still
one step forward, two steps back, you know, but ladies and other people who have, you know, experienced sexual assault and abuse and everything, like, no, we are like this, like we are going to make progress.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was a huge slap in the face. But we are making progress in that direction. Please, you know, continue to share and to speak out and to support other survivors. Because we need each other's support in this, clearly.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a quick episode. Free Britney, guys. Free Britney. So
Screw Cosby.
Screw you, Cosby. So we would love to to hear what you guys think about this, where you guys are on this Britney stuff and this Cosby stuff. Did you even know that this was going on? If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to, so you always are aware of the latest episodes that are available. But until next time, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.